recap Mid-Plains Committed to College Board of Governors meeting yesterday. Let's hook up and talk to Mid-Plains Committed to College President Ryan Purdy. How you doing, Ryan?
Good, Rich. How are you doing this morning?
Doing good, sir. Doing good. Had to reschedule this. Of course, last week was not a good week at all with weather. And, boy, North Platte area, I heard, got hit pretty good last week, didn't you?
We did. I think it's the biggest storm we've had in 10-plus years. But we need the moisture, but let's just hope we don't all get it now and we don't see it again until next winter.
Exactly. Lots on the agenda once again from yesterday. I guess starting first is you had the introduction of some new board members, didn't you?
We did. So, yep, not Cindy Duncan, she's the vice chair, but Alexis Davidson and Pam Abbott and Karen Nicely, all three decided to not seek re-election, and so we had some holes to fill. And so Kim Corgan, Tyler Pribino, and Trish Schaefer all ran in their spots unopposed, and so we were excited to bring them to the board. So most obviously in McCook would know Kim Corgan as recently retired from the McCook Public Schools. Tyler Pribino is in economic development and has a law background there in Imperial. And then Trish Schaefer, her and her husband, are farmers and ranchers here in the North Platte area. So great to have some new blood, great to have some different backgrounds and some new ideas coming to the board.
And then the election of officers as well?
We did, and we left them the same. So the board did approve Ben Lashley remaining as board chair, Cindy Duncan as vice chair, Joe Brown from Ogallala area as secretary treasurer, and then Matt Bros there in McCook as the assistant secretary treasurer. And then Ernie Mell and Kent Miller will remain as the representatives for Mid-Plains on the Nebraska Community College Association.
Moving on, some recognitions as well.
We did. So we recognized Pam, Karen, and Alexis, the outgoing board members. They were all in attendance, came and had dinner with the board, and then we gave them their plaques and wished them well on their future endeavors. And so I'm excited for what they've got ahead of them, and they're always obviously welcome back at the table, as is everybody at our open meetings every month.
You had a couple of items in open form as well.
We did. So Kathy Fife and Josiah Reed, both back from a holiday break and haven't talked to them since November, obviously with the December meeting being canceled because of snow. But Kathy, softball player, and she's the chair of the student senate, gave updates kind of on students coming back and getting the dorms filled back up with students. And then obviously recruiting and bringing in some new softball players for the spring. And so Coach Mendenhall was also introduced to the board last night. And so he's excited to be back in McCook. We're excited to have him, a great individual there to represent and be the face of the McCook softball team. So great to have Mike there. Will Piers, North Platte, the new men's head golf coach, also is the manager for the Lake Maloney Golf Club here in North Platte. And so excited to have him here. He graduated from North Platte. We actually grew up in Nevada area, but played golf in the area for Central, and then headed back and forth between Arizona here, and has landed back here. And we're excited to have him as our golf coach in North Platte.
Will North Platte get started with the spring season there, Ryan?
They'll start in the fall.
In the fall, okay.
Yep, so he's in the midst of recruiting. I think he's got three that signed letters of intent, and then one that is a verbal. And so we're hitting that one first. And as you've probably read in some publications I've seen, the Southeast and Northeast and Central are also in the process of adding women's. And so that'll be kind of the next one. We're hoping NJCA will open up a Division II golf. There's really no Division IIIs in the area, and women's have 1 and 3. There's not a lot of Region 9 Division 1 teams, so travel for women would be really weird right now. So we're kind of hoping that if we get this interest that they'll open up a Division 2, that we can stay close to home with the women's golf team. Men's golf team in North Platte also opened up as Division 2, so they will kind of compete with the Southeast and the Centrals and those areas. But they'll compete, obviously, with McCook, too, just because of location. So excited to have men's now. Looking forward to women's in the future, and obviously McCook's women's would be kind of out on the heels if everything goes well. So we're kind of keeping an eye on NJCA and see how they're going to react to the expansion of women's golf specifically in the Midwest.
I can't remember. Did you mention Kent Miller with the Nebraska Community College Association update?
Yep, and we had a meeting last week just reviewing legislation coming from Lincoln, and so we're also getting ready to go to Washington, D.C. for our National Legislative Summit. Been a couple of years since we've been there, just with COVID and some of the other travel conflicts we've had with our local legislature. So we'll go down there and get a chance to talk with the new senator, former Governor Ricketts, and Deb Fisher, and then obviously our representatives as well. So good to get down there, get their kind of federal ideas. Federal financial aid is the biggest one for us, and so we just want to make sure that our students have access to, obviously, the federal Pell Grants and federal loans that makes college a reality for them.
You had a number of action items last night.
We did. So obviously when you cancel December, things get bunched up. And so we had kind of two meetings in one. So our audit was presented to us in November. Timing didn't allow for us to get the November financials there. But we also usually wait until we close the year before we bring those financials. We're going to make that a change. So we're going to bring preliminary financials next year. And then the board will ratify the finals once the audit is complete. So you did see several financial reports on the board last night. Nothing of concern there. Things are tracking well as far as budgets are concerned. So then hopped right into the action required by law. The board did approve inactivating our fire science program and removing it from the course offerings. Tim Zender was our fire science instructor. He is still with us, and he is working in our business and community education department in the nonprofit portion. So Tim is continuing to represent Mid Plains and in the area. We appreciate his service, and he will continue to teach the fire science coursework as needed on a non-credit basis. And so the number of volunteer programs we have, and there's no requirement for a fire science degree in any of our current departments. And so this is just inactivating it. It doesn't end it. If the need comes back or there's changes that require it, we can quickly reactivate it. So just right now, we're just going to promote a 4-credit fire science program in our area because the need is just not there. Moving on from that, a couple construction items, just updating the final housing pod in North Platte with the new HVAC and windows. We've done pod B and C in the last couple summers, and so the board did approve, again, Lusk Heating and Air in North Platte for HVAC and Steel Construction North Platte for window installation for pod A. We moved a couple meetings around for 2023, and so in May we're going to move our meeting from the 17th to back to the 24th, and instead of that meeting being in North Platte, it's going to be in Ogallala. And then we're going to cancel the June board meeting just because of schedules and festivals and everything else that's going on in the summer, and to give our administration a break as well. And then moving the September meeting from the 13th to the 27th, kind of accommodating what we're calling the pink card hearing, is with the tax changes and the public hearing that they've requested. So moving that towards the end of the month, and so our board can take necessary actions based on that hearing if needed. Approved bills November, December, and then projects in North Platte, again, the housing, we did the HVAC and windows a minute ago. Now this will be for milling and overlaying the asphalt parking lots, both north side, south side, and the basketball court. So Shelco will do that. Ordered furniture for Health and Science Center. Again, that project is about 55-60% complete. Plan to open that sometime in the June, July. And so with long lead times, getting furniture ordered now, so it'll be here in time for students in the fall. And then finally, and this will be we now know this next one because we'll have the similar setup in McCook with our East Campus, which I'll talk about in a minute. And so that project, we got a grant for a immersion projection system. And what this does is it will allow us to provide real-world scenarios, high-stress scenarios for first responders. And so we can actually kind of simulate a burning building. Show the flames, show the building on fire on all four walls, on the ceiling, with the sounds, the cracking, the explosions, but also piping in the smells that you would have, whether it's a gas smell, whether it's smolders or ashes or whatever, but actually pipe that in to kind of give that stressful first responder situation as if they were, a car accident. We can do the same thing there, car possibly exploding or whatever. And so we had to make some changes in the Health and Science Center expansion for filtration, for ventilation, for all that, those things, but also then the lighting. And so the board did approve a change order for that. The nice thing is now we know that design when we do East Campus because we have the plans to put the same system there in McCook in East Campus. And so it was kind of nice to nail it out once, and next time we'll design it right.
A lot of action items, no question about it. Had a couple of reports as well, didn't you?
We did. So Mike kind of just gave us a recap based on the first 6 months of the year. Right now, our budget's tracking well, so we're going to be a little bit under on our expenses. Our revenues are going to be right in line. I think we're $500,000 to $600,000 to the black of what we anticipated, which is good. And so we've continued to spend down our reserve the last few years, and so we do have a deficit budget, but we're not going to go in as far into the deficit as we had planned. So that's good to continue to maintain a nice cash balance for operations. Outside of that, we did get our reaffirmation of accreditation. So we had our creditors on site here in October, went through all the hoops that we had to the back and forth on those requests. And so the board of the Higher Learning Commission did give us a reaffirmation of accreditation for 10 years, which is the maximum you can get. So 2032, 2033 is when we will see them back on campus for another review. So that was good news. And then obviously just telling the board, kind of keeping our ears to Lincoln to find out the bills that they're introducing, how it will impact Mid Plains, and making sure that we let the legislatures know our thoughts on how those would impact the best interests of Mid Plains Community College.
Daniel, I do believe Sarah as well.
Yes, I am.
Yes, sir. Anything from you this morning?
Yes. Students interested in attending Mid Plains Community College during the 2023-24 academic year have until March 1st to submit their application for institutional aid. Dual credit students who earn 12 credit hours prior to graduation are eligible to bump up on the institution scholarship grid. Don't miss out on an opportunity to save while transforming your future. Call us today at 800-658-4308 or visit our website at mpcc.edu.
All right, next meeting for February, which will be here before you know it, guys, a couple of weeks in North Platte, isn't it?
It is, so it's going to come quick. Yep, 3 weeks from now, we will have our meeting here in North Platte on February 15th.
All right, guys, thank you so much. Ryan, good to talk to you. Daniel as well, and enjoy it. We'll talk to you guys in a couple of weeks.
Sounds good.